Steyre, Terry Meister, Zion, Tevez, Tavshin, Ein Ches, Rabbi Yehuda Saunders.
Morning, everyone. I just want to start with a story. I want to talk through an inyan, which has lots of different nafkaminas. I just want to start with a story which I experienced a number of years ago. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a minyan which was organized, and it could be people organized them in England also, other places I've only heard about in Eretz Yisrael. And basically, in Eretz Yisrael, most people daven with Nacht, Ma'ariv Friday night. They don't like to daven before Nacht, so what they normally they do is they daven Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, then they have a break, and then they daven Ma'ariv with Nacht. There are some people who daven before Nacht, like we daven in England, they daven after Plag. Most people in Eretz Yisrael daven with Nacht. So the only problem with that is sometimes it can get a bit late. It can be 8, 8:30. It's like about the latest in Eretz Yisrael. And some people want to daven earlier because they want to make Kiddush earlier and they want to have the Seudah with the children earlier. So someone came up with an idea, and I think this is quite common now in Eretz Yisrael, fairly common, that he would daven Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, stop, go home, make Kiddush, have the Seudah, and then later they would come back and they would daven Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock, whatever it is, after they finish the Seudah. So someone once invited me to this minyan, and I thought, why not? It's a good idea. You'd get, number one, you can daven, you can eat the Seudah earlier with the children, and you can still daven Ma'ariv with Nacht. So I joined them. When I was preparing this shiur, so something came up. Shaila came up. Is that a good idea, or is there any problems with this way of doing things? So the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kovov, we'll start there, says the mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night. Zocher, we learn it from a pasuk. Zocher is Shabbos Lekadshoi. Is the Makor mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night is Deiraisa, and the Gemara says Zochreyu Alayayin. So it seems to be Pashtus. When you read the Gemara, that the mitzvah of making Kiddush alayayin is deraisa. The mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei is Zachreyu alayayin. However, Tosis straight away says over there that the Zachreyu alayayin part is derabbanan. The mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kashrei is deraisa. The mitzvah of deraisa to make Kiddush. The yayin chelek, the making Kiddush on wine, that's only derabbanan. So you state in Tosis. So if that's the case, so when are we Yotza Kiddush? So if we Yotza Kiddush, if the mitzvah alayayin is only drabbanon, so then when are we Yotza the Kiddush deraisa? So Pashtus, we Yotza Kiddush deraisa in davening. When we mention Shabbos, Makadish HaShabbos in davening, Lechaira, that's when we Yotza Kiddush deraisa. That will be according to Tosis. And this is Mashma very much in a Gemara in Brochas, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, which says, the Gemara there is discussing the mitzvah of Havdalah, and the Gemara is declaring, do you make Havdalah ala kais? Is there a mitzvah to make Havdalah ala kais? Or do we just do it in davening? Do we just do atachin atonu in davening? Or is there also a mitzvah ala kais? So the Gemara, the maskanas of Gemara is Havdalah ki Kiddush. We learn now Havdalah from Kiddush. Kiddush, even though you've already been yotza your Kiddush in Tefillah, Afilu hachi, you make Kiddush ala kais. So to Havdalah, even if you've been Yotza Havdalah in a tefillah, you still make Havdalah ala kais. So the Gemara learns Havdalah from Kiddush. So it's quite clear in the Gemara Lechaira that Kiddush you make in tefillah. The Gemara says the Gemara, that's the Pashas. The Gemara declares by Havdalah, and the Gemara says you learn it out from Kiddush. But the Gemara is very clear, it's Pashas by Kiddush, that you can be Yotza in Tefillah, and then even so, you still make it ala kais later. So it seems to be quite clear that you make Kiddush in Tefillah. So the Maaser Rav from the Gra, from the Gon, just going back to our story at the beginning, he's Madaik, it's Mashman, this Gemara in Baruch Islam Gimel on base, it's more Mashma, he's Madaik from a Gemara in Chof Zayin on base, which is even more Mashma. He's Madaik that there seems to be a Seder over here. There seems to be an order in how to do things Friday night. And the Gon says the Seder is, you daven Ma'ariv, you make Kiddush in Tefillah, Mekadosh and Tefillah, and then you make Kiddush and you make the Rabbanon. So the Deiraisa of Kiddush is in Tefillah, davening. Then you go home, you make Kiddush, and that's the Rabbanon Alayayin. But there's a Seder, right? The Gon says that there's a Seder to it. The first you daven Ma'ariv, that's the Deiraisa, that's the Tefillah, and then you go home, then you make Kiddush Alayayin. So according to that, Yesh lefakfek on this minyan, which is out of order. You're making kiddush first, and then you're going to daven ma'ariv afterwards. So according to the Gon, it wouldn't be such a good idea. However, there are lots of many chilkim on the Gon. Many don't learn like this. They're not medayet the Gemara like that, and they hold that there's no specific order. Of course, if you daven first, fine. But if you don't daven first, that's also fine. You can make kiddush aliyin, and that can be a deraisa. But I'm just saying, pointing out that there is a mila of davening keseda, davening and then making kiddush. Again, I'm not saying anything. These minyanim of, you know, I'm sure they've got their the Masorah to daven like that and to do this. I'm sure it's fine. But just pointing out, there is a mila of that. Like the way we do it, most people do it, is davening and then making kiddush afterwards. So the Rambam, Perek Chavtes in Hilcha Shabbos, says, he starts off by saying the Yesod of Kiddush Leil Shabbos, and he starts in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Lekadesh HaShabbos Bidvorim. The Mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mekadesh HaShabbos Bidvorim. And then in Halacha Vav, he says, Medivrei Sofrim, the Mitzvah Lekadesh HaLayayin. So he starts off by saying, Mitzvah Stam Lekadesh Bidvorim, and later on in Halacha Vav, he comes and he says, the Mitzvah, Medivrei Sofrim, is Lekadesh HaLayayin. The Rosh in the sugya of Havdalah in the Beis HaKnesses, Shaila is, Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. Do we make Kiddush in Shul? The Rosh over there in that sugya in Brachas, in Arvei Psochim, the Rosh there says that, Nishvi the Rambam, he's chilek with the Rambam, and he says quite clearly that you have a problem, but you can't make, how can it be that the Rambam says, he doesn't bring the Rambam, but he says, how can it be that you can be Mekadesh Shabbos without making Kiddush on the Alayayin? There's Dachadin, Kiddush Merakim Suda. And we learn it out from a Pasuk, Vakarasa Shabbos Oinig, that you have to make Kiddush Merakim Suda. Says the Rosh, that without Suda, without Yayin, you've got nothing. Kiddush is nothing without the Merakim Suda. It seems to be the Rambam is learning that no, Kiddush Merakim Suda is Midrabanan again, but the Ikka Kiddush is Bidvarim. But the Rosh learns, no, the Kiddush Merakim Suda is Me'ikre Dine Kiddush, and without the Suda, you've got nothing. So the Rosh therefore says, to make Kiddush in Shul is a problem. And I'm not going into this complicated sugya, Kiddush in Shul, the Gemara talks about it, I'm not going to go into sugya, but the Rosh says, just stand to make Kiddush in Shul is problematic, because there's no Suda there. But the Rosh brings a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's fine, because you're making Kiddush in Shul for people who are not going to, don't know about Kiddush, and they're not going to make Kiddush later. So some people, they don't know how to, or they're not going to bother making Kiddush later. So for those people, you're making Kiddush in Shul. So the Rosh says, what do you mean? But Kiddush in Shul without a Suda is nothing. And the Rebbe's Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it is something, like the Rambam says, because you're Mekadesh B'Dvorim, the same thing. Since you're Mekadesh HaShavos B'Dvorim, then at least, D'Oraisa, it's good. Drabbana, you need the Mokim Suda, you need Yayin, okay, so you haven't got that Chelek. But at least you should make Kiddush in Shul to make Moitzi those people who won't have a chance to make Kiddush later. So we see clearly, you've got the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, who learn that Kiddush is B'Dvorim, Minatayra, and the Drabon, and the Alayayin, the Bamakim Suda is Drabonon, but the Kiddush B'Dvarim is Minatayra, and the Rosh, who's Chaylik and says Kiddush without Soda, without wine, is nothing. So, just what are these two things? What are the Kiddush in Davening and the Kiddush on wine? Why do we need both? So, before I go into that, the Mogen Avram, the famous Mogen Avram, which is all revolves around the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram in Reisha and Aleph says, based on the Gemara above that we mentioned in Brachas Lamed Gimel, which says the Havdalah is like Kiddush, even though you've been Yotzei Tefillah, you still go and make Kiddush Halakos. So it's clear you make Kiddush and Tefillah. And also on the Rambam, the Mogen Avram brings the Rambam as well, that says clearly there's two things, the Mitzvah Lekadesh Bidvarim and Medivrei Sofrim Alayayin. Says the Mogen Avram, that when we make Kiddush in Davening, that is our Mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah. And we make Kiddush Alakois later, that's the Drabon. So Lechaira, you can clear, how do these two things work? There's two Kiddushim kind of thing going on here. What are the two? So Pashtas, the Kiddush Alayayin is what the Chazal Masakin, you should have Kiddush Makim Suda, Kiddush Alayayin, and the Chazal Masakin there. So why we yotze Kiddush in Davening? So you could learn two ways. Either if you learn, if you understand that the Kiddush Zachrei B'Devarim, that you can be Yotze Kiddush with words, then punkt, I'm Yotze Kiddush in davening. It's not pshat, Chazal Masakin anything, but if, since I'm davening and I can be Yotze Kiddush with words, so Mimela, when I'm davening, I'm automatically Yotze Kiddush. That's one way you could learn. So punkt, I'm Yotze already Deiraisa, and then later on when I make Aleyayim, it's Rabbonim. Or, you could learn, I've seen this far brought down, more mechudishlik way of learning, that Chazal Masakin, that Chazal wanted you to be Yotze Kiddush in davening. Not only that, since you can be Yotze Kiddush with words, we mainly your Yotze in davening, the Chazal Dafka wanted you to be Yotze in davening. Why? Because Be'etzin, the mitzvah of Kiddush, is, that the Rambam read Zois, is Bichnisosoi. Straight away, when you start Shabbos, you should make Kiddush. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings that one should try and hurry to make Kiddush. Aliyah, to make Kiddush straight away when he comes from shul, straight away make Kiddush, because you have to make Kiddush straight away when Shabbos comes in. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's not so terrible, because you've already made Kiddush in davening already. So Kupi Chazal wanted you to be Yotze Tefillah, Kiddush in Tefillah, in order that you should make Kiddush straight away when Shabbos comes in. As soon as Shabbos comes in, you daven straight away, and you've made Kiddush already. And according to that, there wouldn't be such a rush to go and make. So according to the Magen Avraham Taka, there's not such a rush to make Kiddush Aleyayin, because you've already made Kiddush in davening. However, we'll see later, Mishnah Berurah is mefakvik on the Magen Avraham, where there's lots of cash in the Magen Avraham, and therefore it's not Mishnah Lei Pasha, so it's good to hurry when you come home, straight away make Kiddush. Except if a person, you know, there are other reasons, Mishnah Berurah brings other reasons, if he's not feeling not so hungry, then you can wait a little bit. A person should be hungry when he makes Kiddush. If he's got guests, he should go straight away. Shalom bayis, different considerations. But Be'etzim, one should hurry as soon as he can. But however, according to the Magen Avraham, it's Nishna Zoy Gefelech, because he's already made Kiddush in davening. So, again, so there's two ways of learning. Either Pshat is, punkt, you Yotze Kiddush in davening, because you Yotze Kiddush with words, or Chazal wanted you to be Yotze Kiddush in davening. Now, you should, when you daven, you should be Yotze Kiddush day, right? So, when you come to make Kiddush Aliyah later, that's only the Drabonon. Oh, we'll come to, Noshim will come to you, we'll come to soon. So, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina la'alacha. So, first of all, Mishnah Berurah brings that according to the Magen Avraham, if you've already been yotzei your mitzvah deiraisa and davening, when you come home, you've only got mitzvah drabonah. So, if a person wants to let his son, his katan, make kiddush for him, his daughter even, make kiddush for him, then he can, l'chaira, the katan has got a chiyuv drabonah. And now I've only got a chiyuv drabonah because I've already been yotzei my deiraisa in davening. So l'chaira, according to the Magen Avraham, you can let your child make kiddush for you because two drabonahs. There's one drabonah, one drabonah. The cotton has a drabonah, and I've got a drabonah. Mela cotton can make kiddush for you. That would be an nafkamina according to the Magen Avraham. Not a nafkamina. What happens if I come home and I make kiddush? And if someone makes kiddush, he's very tired and he falls asleep and he wakes up. And he's forgotten, he can't remember if you make Kiddush. Yeah, we're all very often very tired Friday night. You have a doze off, you wake up, can't remember, did he make Kiddush or not? So according to the Magen Avraham, you don't make Kiddush again. Because since you've already been Yosef Deiraisa in Tefillah, the Kiddush Aliyah is only Rabbanon. And Safi Rabbanon Lakola, and maybe he wouldn't go make a Kiddush again. Those are two nafkaminas according to the Magen Avraham. So we said Deiraisa, you don't need Mokim Sula, according to this. According to the Magen Avraham, the Rambam, and Rabbi Yona. So he hasn't made Kiddush Rabbanon, fine, but if Safi Rabbanon Lakola, if he's not sure, so if he knows he hasn't, then he has to make, but if he's not sure if he's made Kiddush yet, so then if the Kiddush Aliyah, since it's in Rabbanon, according to the Magen Avraham, then he would not make Kiddush again. Sorry? Someone could make, So someone, if you want, you can get someone to be made to you, that's fine.
Shouldn't you just make a Kiddush on, just make
a Brach Aliyah? So that's another Shaila. What is Kiddush Friday night? Bere Pregofim, Pasha is not the Kiddush Friday night, it's the bracha is the Kiddush. Shabbos morning, the Bere Pregofim is the Kiddush, but Friday night, the bracha itself is the Kiddush. So, and that you can't make with the Suffolk. So, Bir Alacha brings down many Cholkim. We'll see there's caches on the Magen Avraham. But let's just see the Cholkim, the Machlokes Rishonim, first of all. Bir Alacha brings Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings Medayik from Iran in Hilchas Chanukah. In the Gemara, by Shabbos, by Chanukah. The Ran is very Meduyak, Nishri the Rambam. Remember back to last week, Hilchas Chanukah. Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. The person can only afford the Neros, or he can afford Yain for Kiddush. So which one comes first? Says the Gemara, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah come before Yain for Kiddush. As I state in the Gemara, Frek the Ram, how could that be? Yain le Kiddush is Deiraisa. Kiddush is Deiraisa, and you need wine for Kiddush. So why does the Gemara say that Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, which is only Drabonon, comes before Yain le Kiddush? Yain le Kiddush doch Deiraisa, Kiddush Deiraisa. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's clear from the Ran. The answer of the Ran is not Negev for now. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the Kasha, the Ran, you see that the Kiddush on Alayayin is Deiraisa. Because otherwise, what's the Ran's Kasha? Kiddush might be Deiraisa, but who says the wine is Deiraisa? The wine is Rabbonon, what we're saying. Elamai, it's clear from the Ran, he holds that the Kiddush Alayayin, the Kiddush Mokim Suda, that's Deiraisa. And the Rashba is also Maduik in that Sugya, that the same thing. So far we've got the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah on one side, and the Chayra, very mashma, the Gemara and Brachas Lamed Gimel, the Yetzir in Tefillah. And on the other hand, you've got the Rosh, the Ran, and the Rashba, who hold that you're not Yetzir Kiddush in Tefillah, you have to be Yetzir with wine, B'mokim Suda. The Shaila is, how will those Rishonim deal with the Gemara and Brachas, which says that Kiddush, even though you've made in Tefillah, you can still make you still have to make halakos, which is mashma that you yotze your kiddush and tefillah. So how are those Rishonim will that? There are answers. I'm not going to go into that now. So we have here klima machlekes Rishonim, and the Morgan Avraham Paskins, like the Rambam, that kiddush yotze and tefillah, and then it come, and then you have kiddush halakos. So on the Morgan Avraham, there are a couple of kashas, shtaka kashas. See if we can go through them and see if we can answer them. So, first of all, the Minchas Chinuch in Lamed Aleph, similar Lamed Aleph effect on the Be'er Halacha, also asked the same cash, the Be'er Halacha also brings the Minchas Chinuch. He asked on the Morgan of Rome from a Gemara in Psochin Kuf Yud Zayin on Beis. The Gemara says that one must mention in Kiddush Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. You have to mention Tzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And the Gemara learns out from Gezeirah Shava, Tzial Fusa, that you must mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. It's Fret the Minchas Chinuch and the Be'er Halacha. In davening, there is no mention of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So how can the Morgan Avraham, the Rambam say, or at least the Rambam doesn't say clearly that your Yitzia Kiddush in Tefillah. He just says you can be Mekadosh B'Dvarim. But the Morgan Avraham says, based on the Rambam, he says, therefore you are Yitzia Kiddush in Tefillah. Frekt the Minchas Chinuch to Be'er Halacha on the Morgan Avraham. How can it be? There's no Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. So how can the Morgan Avraham say Yetzer Yekiddush in Tefillah?
I said that is Zecher
Mitzrayim.
Why is it not Zecher
Mitzrayim?
Some people don't say it.
In Ashkenaz
didn't
say it. We didn't say it Friday night. We didn't say it Shabbos morning. saying it in Yisbuch steht. Zeichel Mas Bereshis.
Oh, apologize.
Yeah. Apologize. Yeah, sir. So in Kiddush, Taka is we the Nusach is Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, but in davening there's no Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, so on Yom Tov there is, yeah. Yom Tov there is, but the Shail is yes. So you could say. The simple answer, which I saw brought down, I don't remember where I saw it, is it's Machlekes HaSugyos. I don't remember if the Minchas Chinuch himself says or someone else says. It could be Machlekes HaSugyos. That means the Gemara in Brachas, which says, that we mentioned before, that Kiddush, even though you're Yotze in Tefillah, you still make Halakos. You see, Klar, you can be Yotze Kiddush in Tefillah. It's Chaylik with the Sugya in Psochim that says you need to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Tefillah. It could be Machlekes HaSugyos. Simple way of answering. Alternatively, the Be'er Halacha says that it's only, it could be the Rambam, and the Morgan of Rambam will learn that the Gemara in Pesachim, which says you need to mention Tzias Mitzrayim, and learns that from a Gezeirah Shavah, that's only an Asmachta Ba'alma. Be'etzim is only Drabonon to Kedin, like Kiddush Mokim Suda's Drabonon, Tzias Mitzrayim is also, to be mentioned, Tzias Mitzrayim is also Drabonon, and the Gezeirah Shavah is only Asmachta. So, there is a Shtak Akasha on the Morgan of Rambam, but there are ways to answer it. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Aleph in Sif Beis asks Nachakasha on the Morgan Avraham, and his kasha is as I. He says we have a klal that mitzvah tzrichas kavona. So by deraisa, by drabonon, we pass in mitzvah ein tzrichas kavona. So machlekes, and by the psaki is by drabonon mitzvah ein tzrichas kavona. By the mitzvah ben atayra, by deraisa, we pass in mitzvah tzrichas kavona. So fret the Mishnah Berurah, how can the Morgan Avraham say you yitzay your in tefillah kiddush lechayra minastam? A person is not mechavin when he davens be yitzay kiddush. When a person is davening, he's not thinking about being yitzay kiddush now. When a person comes into Shabbos, if you mention Kiddush to him, a person will think, we may make Kiddush, alakos. That is what a person thinks. Not only because that's what he is used to, but more than that, says Mishnah Berurah, because the Kanas Chazal is that one should make Kiddush alakos, and one needs Mbokim Soda. So Mimela, a person automatically, Minastam, is thinking about his Kiddush later on when he's making Aliyah alakos. And he's not thinking B'Shat Tefillah about Kiddush. So Mimela, since Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, so how can during Tefillah Lechayra you would not be Yotzei Kiddush, because in Tefillah you haven't got Kavana LeKiddush, and Kiddush is Dach Deiraisa, and you need Kavana. So that's Mishnah Berurah. That's Mishnah Berurah's Kasha on the Morgan Avraham. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, therefore he's Mefakfik, says yes, Mefakfik. Number one, the Berlachas reason because of the Gemara and Pesachim, Mitzias Mitzrayim, and the Mishnah Berurah says because Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, and therefore yes, Mefakfik on the Morgan Avraham. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. And he's not saying the Mogen, doesn't pass initially the Mogen Avraham, but he says, yesh lefak fake, and you can't be soymich on the Mogen Avraham. And therefore, nafka minutes earlier, for example, a cotton, a person comes home from Shul Lechaira, according to the Mogen Avraham, you've only got a chiyuv now drabonon, so a cotton can be moitzi you. So the Mishnah Berurah, you should not get a cotton to be moitzi you, just in case, because there's so many caches, the shtaka caches on the Mogen Avraham, mimelo, you should not be soymich on it, and therefore, a cotton should not be moitzi a godel, kiddush ala kois. Just in case, like the other Rishonim, just in case this is your Ikka Kiddush. The Chasam Sofer goes even shtaka, he goes a little bit weiter. He says not only is you're not normally mechavan, menastam, you're not mechavan to be yotzei your Kiddush in Tefillah, he says that one should dafka not be mechavan in Tefillah, you should dafka be mechavan, I'm going to be yotzei my Kiddush later. So he goes even further than the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah just says, menastam, a person is not mechavan b'shas ha-Tefillah. A nafkamina would be, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what if a person can't drink wine or grape juice? He's not able to. Or he's a chayla. Or, for example, Yom Kippur. What should one do? So he says that one should be yotza in davening. Because the whole svara of the Mishnah Berurah is, since Mizmina Stam, you're going to be yotza later. Therefore, a person is not mechavan b'shas tefillah. So if a person is not going to be yotzei later, because he can't, he's a chayla, or it's Yom Kippur, so then a person should be mechavan for Kiddush during davening. According to the Chasam Sofer, the nafkamin will be the same. But the Chasam Sofer says, menastam, normally a person should dafka not be mechavan in davening. A person should be mechavan for his Kiddush later on, when he's going to make Kiddush. Again, the same nafkamin would be, if a person can't make Kiddush for whatever reason, then a person would not make, a person would mechavan in tefillah. But the Chasam Sofer is quite a chiddush that a person should not dafka against the Mogen Avraham, nishvi the Mogen Avraham, should not be mechavan in tefillah, rather you should be mechavan later on when you make kiddush ala kois. Oh, so we're going to come to that. That's almost there. But I saw Svara which says faket, Ramesh Shtamach and Shulas Van Hagas, and also in the Kesesh HaShulchan brought down the same Svara. He said, Azoi. So it's totally on what we said earlier. It depends. If you learn Pshat in Kiddush in Davening, is Pshat, punt. It's a Kiddush in Davening, because, like the Rambam says, Mitzvah Lekadesh, the Mitzvah of Kiddush is Bidvarim. I mean, mainly when you're Davening, you say words which mean Kiddush. Mainly, you're Yotze Davening. So according to that, Lechaira, Mishabur has got a Shtaka Kasha. But if you learn Pshat is that the Chazal were Kaveya, that the Davka wanted you to be Yotze Kiddush in Davening, and the part of the Tekanah Chazal was first you yotze Kiddush in Davening, Deiraisa, and then you yotze Kiddush ala kois later, and we want to do that because we want to make Kiddush as soon as possible. Mimela, there could be a Svara to say that Chazal, the Kiddush in Davening is part of Davening. So Mimela, when I'm Mechavein to Daven, I have Kavana, I'm Davening now, and I'm Davening Kafi Tekanah Chazal, is Mimela, Likdindem, is a Kavana for Kiddush. Because Kiddush, Chazal Masak and Kiddush is part of davening. Mimele, if I'm a chavan for davening, I'm a chavan for what Chazal wanted, and Chazal wanted me to be Yetzir Kiddush, so Mimele, I'm Yetzir Kiddush. So according to that, Mishnah Berurah's Kash is answered. Mishnah Berurah says, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. The Teretz is, you don't need special Kavana to be Yetzir Kiddush in davening, since I'm mechaven for my tefillah. I'm tefillah kafi takanot chazal means with the kiddush is I'm yotze my kiddush. So mimela I have got a kavana automatically. My kavana for tefillah automatically helps for kiddush. So according to this one, you wouldn't need a special kavana for kiddush. Your kavana for kiddush is included in your kavana for tefillah, because since that is takanot chazal. So that would be, if you learn that pshat is that the Chazal wanted you dafka to be yotze your kiddush in tefillah. So far we have got answers to the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham still stands. So l'chayre Mogen Avraham again. Shabura says liyesh lefak v'kala Mogen Avraham. You can't be soimich on the Mogen Avraham, but it's definitely a shitter to be reckoned with. Hoy bazoi. Now we come to noshim. So the Dogma of Ovah asks the following kasha. There's a halacha that ain arvus lanoshim. And this is brought down by the Rosh. The Rosh says, and not everyone agrees with this, but there's a halacha, according to the Rosh, ain arvus lanoshim. And we may lazoi. If a person comes home from shul, according to the Mogen Avraham, he's davened already Shmona Esrei, he's been yotzei mitzvah d'orais of Kiddush. He comes home, and now he wants to make Kiddush for his wife. Many women don't daven Ma'ariv. Maybe most women don't daven Ma'ariv. So if a woman is not yet daven Ma'ariv, a woman is zecha chayav min ha-Torah. Sorry, she's not daven Ma'ariv, so a woman is zecha chayav min ha-Torah b'kiddush. We learn zocher, iskash zocher l'shomer, zocher l'shomer. And a woman is chayav min ha-Torah with kiddush. So mimele, if a man comes home from shul, he's already daven. According to the Mogen Avraham, he's daven Ma'ariv. He's been yotzei mitzvah d'oraisa. He's now only got a chiyuv drop on him. The woman, the nashim, have got a chiyuv d'oraisa. So how can a man be yotzei a woman when his chiyuv is only drop on him, and hers is d'oraisa? So one would say, what do you mean? Every time a person walks into a kiddush Shabbos morning, he's already been yotzei kiddush. You make kiddush again for someone. Yeah, arvus. That does say so. There's two dinim. When a person is chayiv min ha-Torah, then he can be moitzi someone else his kiddush or something, moitzi a bracha, whatever it is, without arvus. You don't need to come on to arvus. That means if a person has got a chiyuv and he's got the same, someone else has got the same chiyuv, then I can be moitzi him without arvus, because I'm doing the mitzvah. Let's say kiddush. I've got a chiyuv to make kiddush. He's listening to my kiddush. So mimela shemei ka'ina, he can be yotzei my kiddush. There's no arvus there. Arvus only comes on if a person's already been yotzei his mitzvah and now he wants to make it do again the same mitzvah of someone else, even though he's not chayiv anymore. Yotzo moitzi. Then that's midin arvus. So the Rosh says that ain arvus l'noshim. So even so you could say, so a woman, yeah, why is a woman different to anyone else? You come home Friday night, you want to make kiddush your wife. You've already made kiddush, doesn't matter, you make it, so you can make it again. The Teretz is, it only now, since you've already been yotzi your mitzvah in tefillah, so now you're only left with arvus, because you've already yotzi d'oraisa. So the only way you can be moitzi a woman is with arvus.
It's not
Oh, so if you're not mecham to be yotzi in tefillah, like the Chasam Sofer, then a chanami. Yeah, but we're going, let's go with the Mogen Avraham. Sticking with the Mogen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah doesn't frag up the Mogen Avraham. He just says, hey, you can't be soimich on it, but look, Mogen Avraham is doch a shit to be reckoned with. So according to the Mogen Avraham, you come home and you can't be moitzi your wife from the normal din of, I'm making kiddush, so I'm in Mela, you're listening, I'm being moitzi you, because she's got a chiyuv d'oraisa. So the only way to be moitzi is with arvus. So the Rosh says, ain arvus lanoshim. There's no arvus lanoshim. So says the Dogma of Ovah, you have to clear what that means. Does this mean bichlal? There's no arvus lanoshim. There's no such thing. Noshim were never included in arvus. I was saying this over this shtickl. It was my wife last night. She wasn't too happy, but then she explained. Maybe it means noshim are so individual, so maybe they don't need the arvus. However, we're going to explain it. But al kaponim, you could learn. One side to learn is that the Rosh says that there's no bichlal arvus and noshim. You can't use arvus. Maybe it's a tznias thing that to moitzi other women or women to be moitzi men is not tznias. Whatever it is. Or, since the Dogma of Ovah, maybe the Rosh means ain arvus lanoshim, that a woman can't be moitzi a man, but a man can be moitzi a woman. So he declares, he's not sure. So he says, but if you learn that ain arvus lanoshim bichlal, there's no arvus at all, then you're going to have a problem. How are you going to be moitzi your wife? So Rekiv Eger brings the Dogma of Ovah, and he says, zecha, either ain arvus lanoshim, number one, the Rosh is only one shitter, there's other Rishonim Mechalik, that there is arvus. But even according to the Rosh, Pasht, he doesn't mean that Bechlal is no Arvus. He means that there's no Arvus for a woman to a man. But a man can be mostly a lady. And he doesn't even so, that Ein Arvus and Noshim just means that on her mitzvah, the mitzvah that she's not chayiv in, then there's no Arvus. But mitzvah she's chayiv in, there is Arvus. But the Dogel Merivava doesn't bring, he blight by Akasha. And comes to the Dogel Merivava, if he says, he's not sure, either it means that there's no Bechlal, no Arvus, or there's no Arvus one way. But he blight by Akasha. Mimela, if you learn, according to the Dogel Merivava, according to the Tzad, that there's no Bechlal, no Arvus, you're going to have a problem. How can a man be Moitzi his wife Friday night, when if he's already been Yotza in davening, and she hasn't davened yet, he's got Chiyav Trabanan, she's got Chiyav Deiraisa. If you learn Ein Arvus and Noshim means there's Bechlal no Arvus, so what are you going to do? So, one Eitza, so again, this is only, it's not really Halach Lemaisa Shaila, because there's so many different shittas that it's only according to the Rosh, according to Yerukhiv Egal, so it's not Nishka Felech. But, there is a Tzad to say that it's a problem, and therefore if we can find an answer, then that's always better. So there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Egan, and I call it Rabbi Kiva Egan, Simon Rishai and Aleph, he brings it, it can be something else. He says that if you say Shabsa Tova on Shabbos, Good Shabbos, or Shabbos Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, then you are yet to your mitzvah of Kiddush Ben HaTorah. And if you the Rambam, that Zachary, you can... therefore, good Shabbos, that is enough to be Yotzi or Kiddush. So, Bimela, I once heard a Svara to say that one should be careful when one comes home, one should anyway say good Shabbos to one's wife. But halachic reason to say good Shabbos to one's wife, if one says Shabbos to your wife and make sure she says good Shabbos back, if she says good Shabbos, she's Yotzi her Kiddush bin HaTorah, and therefore you've got the same Chiv. And the same thing is if a person has some girls eating with him, or older girls, or whatever it is, older daughters, he should be, according to this, there is a mila to make sure they say good Shabbos before Kiddush, and therefore the your chiyav and their chiyav will be the same. So they should be because he doesn't speak out. I suppose he doesn't say you have to be mechavan. Maybe because when you say good Shabbos, that is you'll be mekadosh the Shabbos. That's what you're doing. You're saying you have to be a kavona for Kiddush, yeah, maybe. He doesn't speak that out, but yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, but
the
most
person
you have does help.
It's only not again a nocha. But it's interesting that it could be that at that point, since you're saying good Shabbos, even though you're not mechavan for the mitzvah of the rites of Kiddush, but since it's you're holding Friday night again, Shabbos, and you're saying good Shabbos for Lechavah Shabbos, so it could be it's automatically a Kiddush.
Now we're meeting
in our
family. If the wife has
not done,
she says
Kiddush. Mm-hmm. So it's because of this, Lechera. Huh? It comes from here. It could be. Yeah. Right. Ah, interesting. Okay. So interesting to Zach. I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Urbach was makpid. On Erev, this is a very interesting thing. We'll see, it's not really Nagei Lemaisa, but Shlomo Zalman was makpid on Erev Shabbos, 10 minutes before Mincha. He didn't used to say good Shabbos to good Shabbos to people. People are coming on the way to Shul, say good Shabbos, yeah. And he was very careful not to. And instead, he used to say good Erev Shabbos. Why? Because he says, contrary to Ega, that when you say good Shabbos, that's already a Kiddush. So if you say good Shabbos 10 minutes before Mincha, which is already the Zman, you could be Mekabel Shabbos then you're being, it could be that's a Kiddush, but maybe it's a Kabbalah Shabbos as well. And if you've been Mekabel Shabbos, you can't have a Mincha. You know, if a person's on the way, he's driving his car to Shul, he shouts out the window, good Shabbos, then he carries on driving, you know. So if Shlomo Zalman was makpid not to say good Shabbos just before Shabbos. Say Friday morning, Friday afternoon, you know, is fine because it's not a Zaman of Shabbos yet. But once you get into the time, it could be Mekal Shabbos, then it's a problem. The Maisa, it's a bit Chiddush because Pashtus, when a person is, like you were saying before, that even if you say Good Shabbos Friday night, there's no Kavana. But Zicha on Erev Shabbos, when a person says Good Shabbos, it's just a greeting. It's not, you're not, Zicha not Mechavan to be Mekabel Shabbos. It's just a greeting. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Maisa was makbid not to. It's an interesting Zach. On the Nekud of Arvus, just we've got a few extra minutes. There's an interesting halacha that if a person, what happens if a person has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos? and there's someone else who has been Mekabel Shabbos. Yeah, it's more again in the summer when we Mekabel Shabbos different times. Someone who is Mekabel Shabbos with Plag and someone else Mekabel Shabbos with Shkir. So someone who's already been Mekabel Shabbos and he doesn't want to make Kiddush, can he ask someone who has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos, can he ask him to be Moitzi him with Kiddush? So let's say I've not been Mekabel Shabbos yet. Someone comes to me who's already been Mekabel Shabbos. He says to me, can you make Kiddush for me? So I got it, didn't it's not Shabbos for me.
Hospital, okay. Drive to hospital, make
Kiddush. Very good, yeah. So the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and I go to Rebbe Akiva Eiger and Reish Samach Zayin, says you can do it, it's fine. Even though it's not Shabbos for you, you're not being Mekabel Shabbos yet, but since Midin Arvus, I can be make Kiddush for someone else, even though it's not Shabbos for me. I can make Kiddush for someone else who is Shabbos for. So that's Rebbe Akiva Eiger. So some poskim say they want to say from here that Hu Adin, for example, what about if you have a visitor from Eretz Yisrael who keeps one day Yontov? On the second day Yontov, he's eating with you, well, he's with you, and can he make Kiddush for you? It's your Yontov, but it's not his Yontov. Can he make Kiddush for you? So the Imri Bino, I think they bring down, some poskim say that according to Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he can be, because Rebbe Akiva Eiger says it's not yet Shabbos, you can be. Yeah, doesn't matter, but like Rebbe Akiva Eiger says, you've got Midin Arvus. Midin Arvus. It's not Shabbos, it's not Yom Tov for me, but it's Yom Tov for you, so I can make Kiddush for you. Just like, on Erev, it's not yet Shabbos for me, I can make Kiddush for you. Midin Arvus. Okay. Arvus Ravon. So, the Meister, it could be, so as far as Mechalak. But if it didn't Arabus, it didn't Arabus day rice, it didn't Arabus Rabbanon. So I saw as far that you could be Mechalak. What's Pshat Rebbe Akiva Eiger? Why? Why can you, if it's not yet Shabbos for me, why can I be Moiti someone? The terrorist is because I could be Mekabel Shabbos if I wanted to. It's Piyodah to be Mekabel Shabbos. All I need to do is be Mekabel Shabbos, and that's it, Shabbos. Masha'inkin, by second day Yom Tov, so you could say, well, if I decide to live it now, then it's gonna be Yom Tov for me. But Kolzman, I haven't done that. My status is a person, a Ben Eretz Yisrael. I've got a different status than someone who's a Ben Chusla Oretz. I'm an Eretz Yisrael the Kiyid. I don't keep 2 days. So Mimela, there's no Chiyav Bechlal for me. Masha'inkin Shabbos, it's going to be Shabbos for me very soon. My status is Shabbos to Kiyid, but I haven't been Mekabel it yet. So Mimela, since it's Biyodai, so that's what it could be. There's no right for Rebbe Akiva Eiger. But that's halacha, that Rebbe Akiva Eiger, contra Rebbe Akiva Eiger, you can be Mekabel Shabbos on Er, you can make Kiddush someone on Erev Shabbos, even if you haven't been Mekadosh yet. So just be Mesakim. We said Machloikis Rishonim, if you are Yotza Kiddush Bechlal by Tefillah. We had the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonu said you are Yotza Kiddush, and the Mogen Avraham. The Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonu says you can be Mekadosh with words, and the Mogen Avraham says lefi that you are Yotza Yedei Raisa Kiddush in Tefillah. And when we had the Rosh and the Rashba and the Ran, who say that you are not Yotza Kiddush in Tefillah, you have to dafka be Yotza Alakos with Kiddush. And said the Shitzim Mogen Avraham Taki Yotza Kiddush in Tefillah, and then Alakos is Drabonon. Mishabura's Psak is that one can't rely on the Mishnah on the Mogen Avraham. He's not factoring the Mogen Avraham because of the kashas we said, and therefore, for example, a cotton should not be mitzi a gadol if for kiddush alakoyis, even though they're both rabbanon called the Mogen Avraham. So the Mishabura, we shouldn't be samech on that just in case. But lemaisa, in a case, for example, a person is not making kiddush. He can't make Kiddush, then according to Mogen Avraham, one can be Yotza Yudayra. And according to Mishabura L'Chayra, takes on with the Mogen Avraham Be'etzem. She says you shouldn't rely on it when you've got Kiddush Alayayin. If you haven't got Kiddush Alayayin, then the Mishabura seems to take on like the Mogen Avraham, and you would be Yotza your Kiddush in Tefillah.
Yeah. 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 Well,
they both have the Marv, yeah, right, yeah.
Two.